Hello everyone, I'm back out here. Same old, same old. I'm going on my nightly walk in rural rice fields in Japan. Do my thing. Talking to whoever's listening. And today I got this nice little like blue light armband that I'm wearing so people don't run over me when I'm out here. It's kind of nifty. Makes you feel better out here. So I didn't do an episode yesterday. There's a huge hurricane that came through Japan. You might have seen it on the news. But yeah, it's crazy winds. It didn't really affect me. I just kind of stayed in and worked on my stores. Anyway, so last night I finally finished all uploading research or good items in my store that I did research on. Yeah, I maxed out all my listings, which is only 200, with supposedly good items. And it might have worked because I did get a sale today while I was at work. So that was cool. It's always fun getting a sale. But it's kind of not cool because when I saw the money come in, it was like $7.50 or something. But the product was $6. And the way that doesn't seem to add up. And yeah, I kind of did some math on some paper real quick. And yeah, I lost 50 cents on this. I don't know why that happened. Seems strange. But, you know, complete more sales, grow the store. It's all good. So that's the idea. Lose 50 cents, make a sale worth it. I don't care. It's more important to make more sales and grow the store. So, yeah. The whole, like, researching products, finding ones that already sell, I'm not completely sold on it yet. It seems to be what a lot of other eBay sellers do. So, I mean, it has to work to some degree, but to be honest, I kind of feel like I had more success just uploading random items. And to be also, I had a lot of success with uploading the Rakuten items at first. So I'm thinking about trying to find some sort of software that can do that for me, but the current software I'm using right now is just amazing in what it can do. The only problem with it is that it uses Amazon, which is a super competitive supplier. But, I mean, lots of people do it, so. And I make sales off it, and I make money off of it, except for today, I lost 50 cents. So it's gotta work. So, that's the plan for now. Just keep uploading research products, supposedly good products that I find from other sellers. And try to keep them low cost, because low cost items typically sell more, which means you can grow your store faster. Which means they get higher limits, which means that you make more money. Because that's how it works. It's the limits are holding me back. As far as my Shopify store that I'm drop shipping from AliExpress with, my ads finally started like working, I guess. I had something weird going on with my Facebook ads manager. But they're not really doing much. And it's been 3 days now since I actually started kicking in. So I think I'm gonna swap those out tonight. Maybe I can talk more about that tomorrow. But what time are we at now? It's only 4.5 minutes. Short episode if I end it now. But honestly, all I've been doing is just doing product research and listing on eBay. And I don't have a lot of time because I still have student teachers at my school, which means I'm working 10 hours every day, which kind of sucks, but yeah. Oh well, hopefully I have more stuff for you guys tomorrow. This is it for today. See ya.